WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. GroundShuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next Tuesday, the Blinn College Board of Trustees will meet in Brenham to consider whether to enter negotiations for professional services agreements for three improvement projects on the existing Bryan campus. One involves the design of an extension to Red River Road, creating a full intersection allowing vehicles to exit the campus onto Villa Maria. A second is dredging Briar Creek, which will remove silt from two campus ponds that feed into the creek to increase the pond's capacity. The third agreement is to design landscaping improvements. The high cost of college may hit hard the children of veterans who qualify for free in-state tuition. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports the Texas House is trying to find ways to salvage the program.
State Senator Brian Birdwell argued in 2015 that the cost of allowing veterans to pass unused college hours onto their children was unsustainable, with costs jumping more than 500% over the past 5 years.
In 2009, the total amount of waived tuition and fees for Hazelwood-eligible students totaled approximately $24.7 million. In 2014, it totaled $169.1 million.
The State House killed Birdwell's bill to streamline the program. Now they're trying to find a way to save it. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan Business Council has hired a consultant company, Retail Strategies. Bryan's Economic Development Director, Kevin Russell, says they'll look for opportunities in the city to recruit retail into open space.
Whether it's existing space or green space, and they have the contacts with the land folks, the retail folks inside of, you pick the company, and they will contact them for the Bryan Business Council to see if they're interested in coming to Bryan.
Russell says Retail Strategies also looks for businesses wanting to expand. He says they have had contact with potential businesses, but no deals have been made. Historically, egg prices spike upward in the 2 weeks before Easter, but that's not the case this year. Last year, the spike was sharper than usual, with the fears of bird flu rising all egg prices. Livestock analyst Shale Shagham says this year is market driven by supply and demand.
We're just not seeing the kind of demand pressure on price that we have seen in previous years.
He says supply side is on a rebound. Services are set for longtime director of student activities at Texas A&M, Rusty Thompson, who died Saturday. A visitation will be held at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station this Friday from 4 to 7. Funeral services are Saturday morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 11. A campus memorial service is Monday evening at Rutter Auditorium at 7. Graham Road between Longmire Drive and Dove Crossing Lane will be closed tomorrow morning from 4 until 8 for construction. No through traffic will be allowed and a detour will be in place. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, videos, and maybe even witty comments to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from show and ready for you to see all the new items he's brought back with him. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available too. Stop by today to see all the new pieces Kent has brought back from show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning
By Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for over 30 years. And they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Weather pattern across the region is going to change quite a bit over the next several days. Patchy fog this morning, then lots of clouds, maybe an isolated shower today, 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible overnight, 60 to 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow night, breezy 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny, breezy, cooler Saturday, with highs of only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We're talking March Madness and Aggies, and they're in a rare group, as a matter of fact. We'll share more on that. Martellus Bennett is moving from Chicago to New England, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports. Obama, by the way, picked the Aggies as a Final Four team. All that coming up in sports at about 7:50.
Yeah. So?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Stop picking.
I'm not picking. I'm just, here's the deal, and that's fine. I mean, if you want to do that, if you think that's really cool that the president of U.S. America picked A&M in the Final Four, overall, the president is actually pretty terrible at picking champions in the annual tournament.
Yeah, I was sort of worried about that.
Only once in his first bracket in 2009 did he pick the eventual winner, that was Carolina. And even then, his handwritten bracket shows that Carolina was not his first choice. 2010, he picked Kansas. Lost in the third round. Actual champ was Duke. 2011, he picked Kansas. Lost in the third round. 2012, picks Carolina. They lost in the third round. 2013, he picked Indiana. They lost in the third round. 2014, he picked Michigan State. They lost in the third round. In 2015, picked Kentucky. They lost in the third round. So, that's fine. Now, so that means that I was just filling my bracket out as we were.
No, you weren't. You were not.
Walk into this control room and you will see it right now.
Really?
I swear to you, it's right there. I could take a screenshot of it and send it to you, but it's too much trouble.
That smacks of effort.
I'm really concerned. The president's so bad at picks, I think Merrick Garland might actually lose to Villanova in the Sweet 16.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're exactly right. And my Final Four is Kansas, Carolina, A&M, and Michigan State. What I'm saying. So there you are. Like that matters. Do we have, are we doing one of those? Is there like money involved?
I think Chip had one, but I haven't seen anybody, make mention of it.
Okay.
I didn't get mine submitted.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could still do it. I mean, all they had was the stupid games that don't matter. So, <yeah. laughs> now the tournament begins.
Hey, I'm sure Holy Cross doesn't appreciate that.
Yeah, I know, still. John Boehner called Ted Cruz Lucifer. Did you hear that?
No.
I'm not surprised.
I have this six-word story right here, and that's not necessarily a story. It's just kind of a little tease, maybe.
I typed Boehner, and the suggestion is Cruz Lucifer.
Oh, well, there.
Wow.
Well, pull that up and share.
Yeah, it's from Washington Times. Okay. Former House Speaker John Boehner said current Speaker Paul Ryan should be the Republican nominee if they fail to not choose a candidate in the first ballot.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess, man, they buried the lead in this one.
Okay, well, just saying.
Yep, so. Very bottom. During the same question and answer session, Mr. Boehner referred to Ted Cruz of Texas, and we get wonderful ads covering the entire screen.
Oh, all right, never mind.
Oh, yeah, he called him a jackass over the Affordable Care Act
and
said
that.
He is Lucifer.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. We'll go from there then. Talk about your, here you go, Assemblywoman Paula Lampitt from New Jersey is sponsoring legislation that would fine pedestrians $50 for using their phones while crossing the street. In other words, no texting in the crosswalk. The bill would treat it like jaywalking, okay? So, in addition to the fine, violators would be sentenced to 15 days in jail. It's to heighten the awareness of what's going on around you, said Pamela. You should not be distracted. You should be aware of what's going on around you, especially in the street. Her personal motivation. She works at UPenn, and she's a
Jersey Assemblywoman. Okay. Anyway, so she works at Penn, and she knew a student who was texting while crossing a street in Philadelphia was struck by a bus and killed.
Is okay. that not just Darwinism?
Yeah, now, I think so. I'm not sure how you legislate to protect people who are going to do that, but
you can't. It's like even texting or no, you got to look at the intersection. My wife and I, we were in New Orleans crossing, and I said, hold on just a second. I don't think this car is going to stop. She said, no, let's go. We've got the right-of-way. Yeah. Car blew through the intersection. I said, right-of-way or not, physics rules.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. It's very, very much the case. All right, so what about this University of Virginia student? Otto Warmbierto? 15 years of hard labor for subversion after he reportedly removed a political banner from a hotel in North Korea. Have you not heard about
that? Yeah, I heard about this.
Okay, so is that right? And should our government be politically outraged by this? I mean, remember the kid who years ago, is it 20 years ago, got a bunch of lashes for sticking some gum under a seat in Singapore.
Yeah. No, he got caned for graffiti.
Right, yeah. Okay, something like that. All right, so are we supposed to have an uproar over this? I mean, again, it's 15 years of hard labor.
Well, there's no part of it where anybody went, no, I can't believe they did that.
Well,
said no one ever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, should there be some sort of an official outrage from our government, or do we really care? Is it just, you know, it does seem like it's a life-changing situation for this kid. And I'm sure that at some point he would say, oh, gosh, if I'd known they were going to do that, I wouldn't have done it. Hello?
Well, let's see. You're stupid enough to go to a country controlled by an insane gnome-like dictator, and then you go messing with their stuff.
Yeah, good point. I mean, that's right. You made two bad decisions
there. One of the stories quoted, he's the executive director for a committee of human rights in North Korea.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's the director of a human rights organization in North
Korea? The Committee for Human Rights. Oh. I believe they're trying to encourage that.
Okay.
His quote was, he may spend his day planting apple trees. It will be fairly grueling forced labor.
Okay. I thought it was somebody who was against the government who was going, like, for human rights. And say, get his name. He's not going to be around long. But anyhow, all right. So, New York City residents who found themselves tweeting at a bar in 2014 may have actually been contributing to the betterment of machine learning algorithms. A study from the University of Rochester analyzed over 11,000 geotagged drunk tweets from January to July of 2014. Isolating the drunken tweets started by identifying words like beer, drunk, and bar. And from there, the team enlisted tried to determine if a user's tweets were sent at the same time that they were, in fact, drinking. Today is St. Patrick's Day. We just thought we'd kind of sound this cautionary note for you. And once the team found a profile of what a drunk tweet looked like, right, it set about creating a machine learning algorithm to speed up the process by finding them automatically. Yeah. From the drunken tweet data, researchers were able to find the locations that these drunken tweets had occurred. So if you're wondering why this is worth the effort, the study was intended to look for patterns for better understanding not only where people drink, but where they tweet, and when these tweets are most likely to occur. The data could then help cities map behavior. Oh, here's the payoff. It could help cities map behavioral trends. They would lend themselves to better controlling alcohol policy and public health.
In other words, where we set up the DWI watch programs and...
Yeah, so there, okay. And again, I don't want drunk people on the road. You're exactly right. Let's do something to get those people off the road and get them off the road quickly. So,
and what do we learn by this, kids?
Yeah.
Don't drunk tweet.
Okay. And once again, second reminder in 2 minutes, today's St. Patrick's Day. Number of cars being sold today already have forward collision warning and automatic emergency braking available as optional features, but it could well be that they will be standard equipment by 2022. Which
that soon, really?
Well, which again, scary. It's not very long from now. That's like, you know, that's 6 years from now.
Right.
Will be 2022. That timeline will be extended for all manual transmission vehicles, along with some heavier pickup trucks and SUVs. I would think a lot of the SUVs would get it first. Commercial trucks are not yet part of the agreement. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, those are the folks who, you know, slam cars into walls for science, say that the vehicles equipped with forward collision warning and automatic braking see incidents of rear collisions reduced by 40% and bodily injuries cut by 30%. Now, you end up with a car like that, and you go back to that drunk tweet story. You know? I mean, you better be sure you put your seatbelt on. You know what I'm saying? And I guess at some point they'll get to where the car won't start unless your seatbelt.
Well, if you've got a self-driving car, is it DWI?
Huh.
How about them apples? I was in the passenger seat. The car drove me home.
How does that work?
I think they're leaning towards the software as the driver. I don't know that it's been settled firmly, but.
Well, the software won't get a ticket, right?
Yes.
Your software driving record should
Hell be 9,000 on the witness stand, please.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say, I don't think that. I don't think they'd be able to do that.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I had 15 beers.
Yeah. I had a whole lot of oil, and I'm really feeling good. Oh, gosh. Oh, I do. I have that here. Yes, we can use that anytime.
I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, you get in to start the car, and it says that to you, right?
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, so anyway, today is the tradition of corned beef and cabbage. Can we talk about corned beef at 7:22 in the morning?
Sure.
Oh, okay. That's taking some on. Hello.
So if that equipment reduces rear end collisions by 40% and bodily injuries by 30%, what happened to the other 10%?
They got home safely? I'm not sure. I can't say. All right. So the ritual of serving corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day started by Irish Americans in the mid-1800s. Used as a substitute. You know what it was used for a substitute for, right? Bacon. Didn't know that, huh?
No.
And as traditional Irish dish of bacon and cabbage. Legend has it, St. Patrick used three-leaf clovers to illustrate the concept of the Trinity, mm-hmm. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they are abundant in Ireland, which is why they become a symbol of St. Patrick's Day. Four-leaf clovers are rare and are therefore considered lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a story on that, how to find a four-leaf clover more often.
Really?
Yeah. And
is that like the Holy Trinity and a pet dog?
How's that?
Oh, the four-leaf clover?
The fourth one?
Oh, the fourth one is a dog.
How do you explain that one?
Yeah. According to the National Leprechaun, there is a National Leprechaun Museum. It's in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, I missed it.
If you catch a leprechaun, he's obliged to tell you where his gold is stashed.
Correct.
Legend has it he's liable to disappear if you look away.
Yes.
So don't do that.
He can't blink.
There was a story in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week that apparently on their teacher, there's a software or a page that has a lot of software programs where teachers share artwork and other things, instructions on how to do stuff. And there were over 800... I think they said 818 different models for leprechaun traps. So apparently kids have been building leprechaun traps in schools this
week. Hope they're like Rube Goldberg machines.
Yeah,
that'd
I'm
just
sure
be
they
too
are.
Cool.
I'm sure they are. Of course, because the whole idea is if you catch a leprechaun, then you get the gold, right? Which, you know, somewhat, that'd be like...
Or the Lucky Charms.
Yeah, it's the Italian, I mean, it's the Irish version of winning the lottery, right? Catch a leprechaun.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through March 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Folks at David Gardner's love to help you out finding the piece of jewelry that's just right for that special person you've got in mind. And they're pretty experienced when it comes to you walking in and being clueless, because they've been dealing with clueless folks for about 35 years as well, as those people who know exactly what they want, or the people who are somewhere in between. David Gardner's has been, actually, David's been designing jewelry for at least that long and still enjoys that process, and the entire process can take place right there at 911 University Drive, or you can just go for the easy out and get a Rolex. That'll work. They're an authorized Rolex dealer, and actually they have authorized Rolex service there as well, which happens to extend the warranty on the work because it's done by an authorized Rolex technician. So lots of reasons for you to just turn that over to David Gardner's and let them help you with it, because, again, they enjoy helping you find just the right piece of jewelry. We've talked about the David Yurman VIP Club, so you know, be aware of that too, because that can help you out later on as well. That's David Gardner's. They're at 911 University Drive. Let's check some weather. High temperature today, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. So, the weather, a little bit of a change. We've got some rain moving in here. About a 30% chance of that stuff happening today and tonight. It's up to 40% tomorrow, and we're going to have a wind shift, so it's going to start to feel a little bit cooler. About 55 for our low temperature on Friday night, with a 60% chance of the rain coming in. On Saturday, some sunshine and some clouds, but we'll be at about 64 degrees. And Saturday may be a little bit breezy, too. Gusts up to maybe 25 miles an hour. We'll see. 45 for a low temperature on Saturday night, and then 41 on Sunday night because it's going to clear out. But the days will be pretty nice. We'll be in the lower 60s probably on Sunday and Monday with sunshine. So a little wind shift and a little change. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5. 96% relative humidity, and we've got 68 out there.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, there's a new crisis in Washington, at least from the Democrats' perspective. In January and early February, the Republican Senate confirmed 5 of Obama's judicial nominees, but then Supreme Court Justice Scalia died, and since then, the Republicans haven't voted on any of Obama's nominees. So last week, Senate Democrats tried to pull a fast one. They tried to force a vote on 2 of Obama's lower court nominees, but they were stopped dead in their tracks when John Cornyn of Texas objected. He reminded the Democrats that deciding who gets voted on is the Republican majority leader's job, and that's Mitch McConnell, has not indicated one way or another if he's going to let any nominees come up for a vote during this election year. So now fears are growing among Democrats and their drive-by media allies that over 30 Obama nominees might be collateral damage if Republicans don't cave and vote on Obama's Supreme Court pick, Merrick Garland. The Democrats are crying foul. But when they were in power, they used the so-called nuclear option to deny Republicans the ability to oppose judicial nominations and rammed through 89 judges. Over the years, these same Democrats have killed off scores of Republican nominees by denying them votes and smearing their reputations. So now the shoe's on the other foot. And tough toenails, this is what opposition looks like. Besides, keeping liberal activist Obama nominees off the court, that's very, very good for the country. The real question is when do the Republicans cave?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good buddies at Mahindra make the world's number one selling tractor, but now they also make a whole family of utility vehicles, too. Just like their tractors, Mahindra's Impact XTV utility vehicles deliver superior performance with industry-leading cargo capacity, towing capacity, ground clearance, and a 3-year warranty. And the Mahindra Impact XTV is made right here in the USA in Mahindra red or camo. And here's the best part. You can choose between $1,250 in cash back and savings or zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2017. Now, if you want to work smarter, not harder, with a new Impact, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Spiraling college costs are threatening the Hazelwood program, allowing veterans and their children free in-state tuition. State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury says the problem started in 2009 when the program was expanded.
The 81st legislature added the legacy provision, which allowed a qualified veteran to pass any unused hours to child dependents.
Last year, Birdwell couldn't get the House to pass his attempt to streamline the program.
If unchanged, tuition and fees waived through the Hazelwood exemption is expected to continue to grow to approximately $379 million.
Birdwell has argued the numbers are unsustainable.
If unchanged, tuition and fees waived by institutions through the Hazelwood exemption is expected to continue to grow to approximately $379 million in fiscal year 2019.
Today, lawmakers will be discussing ways to salvage it. At next week's meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees, consideration will be given on three construction projects on the main Bryan campus. One is extending Red River Road to allow vehicles to exit the campus onto Villa Maria. Currently, traffic on Red River can only enter. A second proposal calls for removing silt from two campus ponds to increase the capacity of stormwater runoff into Briar Creek. And there's proposed landscaping around the recently remodeled administration building, the campus quads, and the south perimeter of the property. The Blinn Trustees meeting is Tuesday night at 6:30 in Brenham. Arrangements have been made for Texas A&M's Director of Student Activities, who passed away last weekend, Rusty Thompson. A 1985 graduate spent more than 20 years working for the university. A visitation will be held at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station this Friday from 4 to 7. Funeral services are Saturday morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 11, and a campus memorial service is Monday evening at Rutter Auditorium at 7. A second county in the Brazos Valley has been added to Governor Abbott's disaster declaration related to storm-related flooding. Walker joins Madison County as part of what is now 25 counties that are eligible for government assistance. The amended proclamation followed the governor taking a helicopter tour of Orange and the surrounding area.
It's just stunning to see how widespread the water was, and water just covering everything.
As much as 20 inches of rain over 4 days last week caused rivers to rise, prompting more than 9,000 people to be evacuated. The flooding has also led to intermittent closures of stretches of Interstate 10 at and near the Texas-Louisiana border. And the Parks and Wildlife Department says high water was a factor in the deaths of two people who were in a fishing boat that went over the Lake Houston spillway and crashed at the bottom. In an effort to recruit retailers to the city of Bryan, the Bryan Business Council hired Retail Strategies, a consultant company. When asked if inducements would be made to businesses, Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says not necessarily.
We're not really looking at that. We're just trying to promote the space that we have available. We don't know if it's going to take any inducements or not. It may not. If they're looking at doing an expansion and we have the market that they're looking for, we just want to make them aware of it and get them looking here.
Russell says Retail Strategies looks at both existing and green space opportunities and then contacts companies to see if they're interested in coming to Bryan.
Or if they're looking at doing any expansions, and then they throw our name out there. And we've had some contact with folks you know, from the retail strategies.
Russell says no deals have been made yet, but he's optimistic. Historically, egg prices spike upward in the 2 weeks before Easter, but that's not the case this year. Last year, the spike was sharper than usual, with the fears of bird flu raising all egg prices. Livestock analyst Shale Shagham says this year there are more eggs on the market.
Producers have been rebuilding their flocks, but we're still running about 7% below year earlier levels.
The swing to the supply surplus is holding down prices. The special prosecutors in the criminal case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are urging an appeals court to send the case back to Collin County for trial. In a lengthy brief, the prosecutors say there's no reason a jury can't decide the matter. Paxton lawyer Bill Mateus says the brief may be long, but it missed the point.
The special prosecutors largely ignored the substantive arguments that General Paxton made in his briefing.
Mateus says they will make a decision whether to file a response. Paxton is charged with securities fraud. For those who travel on Graham Road in the mornings, it will be closed between Longmire Drive and Dove Crossing Lane tomorrow morning from 4 until 8. A detour will be in place. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, here today with your real estate update. It is still a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Average days on market is 89 days, down from 103 in 2015. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me at 979-219-0730. I work where you live.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation with the foundation repair leaders for over 30 years. That's Anchor Foundation. They also do polyurethane concrete racing. AnchorFoundationRepair.net. All right, here's some numbers.
Weather pattern across the region is going to change quite a bit over the next several days. Patchy fog this morning, then lots of clouds, maybe an isolated shower today, 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible overnight, 60 to 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow night, breezy 50 to 55, turning partly sunny, breezy, cooler Saturday, with highs of only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Play a really good Wisconsin Green Bay team. I know that their coach won a national championship last year in the Division II level.
And more to come on A&M basketball as they gear up for the NCAA tournament. So do the ladies. We'll have more on them as well. Spring training, baseball, and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So, yeah, it's a strange feeling to lose to Kentucky and still feel okay about it, you know, because you get a nice seed in the basketball tournament. And, you know, that's
better seed than they got.
Yeah, all that stuff, of course, starts for the Aggies tomorrow. There's a Sports Center feature runs about 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes out of your life and go see it. It's called Believing in Billy. It's a five-minute feature on Billy Kennedy. It is spectacular.
It is awesome.
Yeah, if you he's one of the good guys.
He is.
You know, you just, we've had others, and he's one of the good guys. So
covered more of the length and breadth of A&M because you've done it longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's just a nice person.
Yeah. Good person. He's
yeah.
Good person, too. All right. So since today is St. Patrick's Day.
Who are you calling then? Are you calling Mr. Downs?
No, I'm calling somebody so you can use that accent if you want to on him. We're calling the Chamber of Commerce of Shamrock, Texas this morning.
Faith and Begora.
Yeah, just to see.
You suppose they're home.
Well, I don't know. You know, they probably ought to be open in the office in about 20 minutes. They may not. I mean, Shamrock is way up in, well, it's up by Pampa. That doesn't help much, huh? Okay. It's about 450 miles from here.
Colin, say we're from Dublin. Colin, to say how they're doing.
See if they have a special message today on their machine. Maybe they don't have a machine. Yeah. Okay.
Apparently it's a wee big city it is.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
we'll
riveting.
Give it one more. Man, I guess they got all the members they need. Is that it? They don't even want to call you back if you're...
Oh, no, wait a minute. They could have already started. It is Shamrock.
All right.
Because you can't drink all...
Are you done? Are you done?
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
All right.
Okay. I won't do that anymore. Okay. Well, okay. This hour.
So, apparently, we did not solve the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle. We thought we knew it.
No, wait a minute. We said we knew it
Monday. Well, that's what I'm telling you is that we don't.
Ah.
The Bermuda Triangle, of course, the place where ships disappear and airplanes and, you know, all weird stuff kind of happens. All right. So, what had been circulated was the theory this week that had been making the rounds that claims that there are giant craters recently found underneath the Barents Sea. And they were going to be the explanation for the mysterious disappearances that took place in the 50s and 60s, attributed to the region of the Atlantic Ocean within the triangle of Bermuda and Puerto Rico and the southern tip of Florida. But there are a few big problems with this theory, starting with the Barents Sea is in the Arctic Ocean, which is really kind of nowhere near Bermuda. We know that. Discovery News says it all started with a kernel of truth when the Arctic University of Norway, boy, I bet they have trouble recruiting people.
I mean, athletically,
you know, announced that it had found the giant Barents Sea craters, and they speculated that the craters were formed by giant blowouts of methane gas dating back 200 to 250 million years ago. So the British tabloids, of course, as tabloids will do, latch onto that deal, and they linked it to the Bermuda Triangle because methane gas blowouts cause these atmospheric disturbances. So that's the popular theory that was touted by the Bermuda Triangle thing. Since the Bermuda Triangle's rumors have spread far and wide this week, now the university was compelled to issue a statement that declares that the craters in the Barents Sea are not connected to the Bermuda Triangle. So once again, good research dollars going down the drain. They won't be able to get any more. It's probably hurt their research reputation now because it took the tabloid papers of Great Britain to decide to tell us about that. I know, we should have thought about it when they said it was in... I don't think that we knew on Monday that the Barents Sea was in the Arctic, but nonetheless, just letting you know. All right, other stuff you need to know just to get through the day. Why the heck do you have to preheat your oven? I mean, doesn't it just make sense? You go ahead, you get that pizza out of the box where it's frozen hard as a rock. Why can't you just put it in there right then as soon as you turn it on? It's a big waste of time to preheat the stove.
Okay, why can't you?
And I thought Cooker Boy was going to be able to come up with
it. I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Well, time and temperature affect the texture and the flavor of any baked goods.
Sure.
So now if you're starting in a cold oven, that changes both of those variables. Because if you've got like a crumb or a flaky type crust, then the layered texture of cookies, and then you've got cakes and pies and all that kind of stuff. That comes from the expansion of the air that is trapped in there and the moisture that's in the batters itself. And so that expansion is produced by heat. Many of the batters in the dose require a push, which is a good jump start to hit the heat at the beginning. Thus, it ends up rising or browning or getting the texture that, well, is on the box, okay, or in the TV commercial. So when you give your baked breads a cold start, the cookies turn out to be hard and dry. And of course, everybody loves hard and dry cookies. Mm-hmm. Pastries will be pale and crunchy, but not flaky, and pizza crust won't be crispy and chewy. Okay, so the cakes will just kind of be weird. They'll have a tough layer on the bottom. So, ideas, just take 2 minutes and just do it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more reliable, too. You know, different ovens are going to heat up at different speeds anyway.
But we all stand there waiting, watching the number until it gets to right, you know, when it needs you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately, I've got a stove that'll call me when it's at the proper oven. It's at the proper, that way I don't forget.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, I wander to another place. Oh, what? It's a tone. It doesn't call me by name.
No. Oh, no. Scott, your oven is ready.
Hey, Scott, it's your computer. You know, Windows XP. I'm so tired. There's this new guy, Windows 10. I really think you two would get along swimmingly. Why don't you let me ride off into the digital sunset and spend my days sipping JPEGs on a cloud server somewhere in Belarus? Seriously, just let me die.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So there. All right. So. I know.
But your oven calls you.
Yeah. All right, so what's the first thing kids notice about each other now? This is frightening.
The first thing
kids notice about each other.
What phone they're
what
carrying?
What phone they have?
That's exactly right.
You're kidding me.
82% of the children under the age of 18 said they noticed their peers' devices before anything else. You know, used to be clothing, used to be shoes, used to be whatever else. Cell phone envy, a factor for young adults as well.
Good heavens.
78% of those reported they were embarrassed to let others see their phone because it was old and outdated. The average age, how do you feel about letting somebody else use your phone? How do you feel about it?
It serves them right. Phones are pretty disgusting. I don't want to use someone else's phone.
I'll just wait. I'll wait till I find a payphone. Yeah, right. Okay. Could be a while. Anyway, so there you go. They're concerned to be outdated. The average age children are getting cell phones now has been steadily dropping. Now it is around the age of
7.
No, it's 10. It's still double digits. But
I'm right at the level.
The cusp. All right. The other interesting finding was that the vast majority of people turn to their phones for information before making a big ticket purchase rather than wait until they get home. Desktop. I want it now. And again, I remember reading an essay this several months back. A guy said, I think I would have more interesting parties if I made people check their cell phones at the door. Because you can have some sort of a discussion without people jumping into their cell phone to find out if that fact is, in fact, true. Or is it, how far off is it, or whatever, or gosh, I wonder what. You know, people don't speculate anymore. They go ahead and just tap it in.
Well, there's some interesting memes that are businesses that have signs posted outside that says, no, we don't have Wi-Fi. Pretend like it's 1995 and talk to one another.
I like that. But again, especially if you're in a social setting like that. Because that brings up the other thing. You're engaged in conversation with somebody and you feel your pocket vibrate. All right. Do you really need to?
And I don't.
Yeah. Because how do you extract yourself from that? If you're having an interesting conversation with that person, why do you want to, or how do you extricate yourself from that? Because, you know, you go, excuse me, I have to take this. And
if it's important, I get it.
Fine.
But tell me, because I've done it before where I'm talking to someone, they pull out their phone, and I just stop talking, and it takes about 30 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Hello.
And the other thing about cell phones is
It's just harder to be a know-it-all now at parties.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's my whole point. You can't pontificate anymore because somebody will call you on it.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Funny how a black eye can help a boy feel more like a man. That's what happened to my son Trent when I took my boys on their first hunting trip. The very first day, we were hunkered in our blind, waiting for a deer to come wandering through the trees. Trent finally got his chance and took aim at the target. He was steady and remembered everything he'd been taught about shooting, except for one thing. He had his eye a little too close to the scope. When he pulled the trigger, the kickback popped him right in the eye. He was okay, but it did take 7 stitches to patch him up. At first, Trent was embarrassed by the enormous gash across his eyebrow, but as we walked through the airport, a transformation took place. Each of the men we passed treated his wound like a badge of honor. Because hunting is popular in this area, everyone knew what had happened. The TSA guy said, "What, the scope hit you, right?" and smiled at him. Others patted him on the back. By the time we got on the plane, my son felt like he'd been initiated into a brotherhood of men. Masculinity doesn't automatically appear when a boy reaches a certain age. He learns what authentic masculinity is when he spends time in the presence of true men. Manhood isn't about sports or hunting or working on cars, but it's often in those activities that boys come into contact with positive examples of masculinity in action. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own success. Business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-216-6886. That's 1-800-216-6886. 1-800-216-6886.
Honey Ann, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:52. The 15th-ranked A&M men's basketball team starts their run in the 2016 NCAA tournament with a tip-off Friday evening in Oklahoma City's Chesapeake Arena when A&M will face Green Bay at 6:20. The game, of course, on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coach Billy Kennedy now on the Phoenix.
Play a really good Wisconsin-Green Bay team. I know that their coach won a national championship last year at the Division II level, and it's a really well-coached team, very good offensively. It'll be a challenge to beat him.
The meeting will be just the second ever between the two schools on the hardwood following a 60-49 loss back in 1995 during play in the First Bank Classic in Milwaukee. The Aggies stand out as one of the country's hottest teams, having won 8 of their last 9, with the only setback coming with the 82-77 overtime loss to number 10 Kentucky during the championship game in the SEC tournament. On the ladies' side, the College Station first and second rounds feature the first round games Friday. with the second round game set on Saturday. The first round will feature number 5, Florida State, taking on 12 seed Middle Tennessee, followed by A&M taking on number 13 seed Missouri State, that game at 3 o'clock. The second round game times have yet to be determined. With that, A&M, Kentucky, and Michigan State are the only 3 NCAA schools to have both its men's and women's basketball teams earn top 4 seeds in the upcoming tournament. A&M men are a 3 seed in the West region, while the Aggie women are a 4 seed in the Dallas region. And if you're playing along at home, President Barack Obama has the Aggies scoring wins over Green Bay, Texas, Oklahoma, and Duke on their way to winning the West region and scoring a berth in the Final Four in Houston. We'll keep it with A&M for just a bit longer as the Chicago Bears are trading former A&M tight end Martellus Bennett to the New England Patriots for a 4th-round draft pick. League sources tell ESPN's NFL insider Adam Schefter, but Bennett kind of gave it away on Twitter when he tweeted, "Hi, Tom," as in Brady, "I'm Marty. Let's do this." Holy Cross out of the Patriot League and Michigan out of the Big Ten won play-in games last night to advance to the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. Robert Champion scored 19 points to help Holy Cross beat Southern University 59-55 for its first tournament visit in 63 years. In the second play-in game, Michigan just edged Tulsa 67-62. Now that it's down to 64 teams, the regular portion of the tournament starts today with 16 games at various sites. In one afternoon game in Raleigh, North Carolina, Midwest number 1 Virginia plays in-state rival Hampton out of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. A hop now to the NBA, where Dallas got nudged by Cleveland in the final seconds. Here's Roger Emmerich with the breakdown.
Mavs called on the LeBron-less Cavs last night, as we hear on Fox Sports Southwest.
D-Will with a shot banked in. But the game's over. That is a gut punch loss to fight that hard and have that transpire the way it did at the end. 99-98 is going to be the final score.
Coach Rick Carlisle.
The lineup in the fourth quarter got hot. Pachulia really helped us. Bray and Harris were playing extremely well. And, you know, we rode it to the very end, and we just got unlucky.
Kyrie Irving scored 33 points for Cleveland and made a key steal in the closing seconds. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
In other Lone Star NBA action, DeAndre Jordan had 23 points and 14 rebounds as the Los Angeles Clippers opened up a large halftime lead and never looked back, routing the Rockets 122-106. We'll wrap it up in spring training baseball, where Ian Kinsler hit 1 of 3 home runs by the Detroit Tigers to outlast the Stros 7-3. The Rangers had the day off. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's a question for Texas cotton growers. You willing to give up $81 an acre? Well, that's what you'd be doing chasing some shiny trait instead of planting FiberMax. Doesn't make sense. Not when FiberMax keeps delivering high quality and high yield year after year. We're talking an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. Give that up? Now, why would any Texan want to do that? Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Did you hear that? Yep, it's official. Ladies and gents, garage season is upon us. Formerly known as springtime, garage season is the special time of year where garages nationwide reach astounding levels of dreaminess. Why slash how, you ask? The Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. An event with everything you need to celebrate the season, including the latest and greatest from Honda, the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class, and our 2016 vehicles, each with a standard rear-view camera. So go on. You've got a garage to fill. Hurry in for great deals at the Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1987 through 2014 for Honda competing brands on the road for the entire time period. See dealer for financing details.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota RTV X Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry and sets the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for 4 years on new Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Oh, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right. First world problems. We'll solve some of those.